Hello.
Can you hear me? Hey, how you doing? Hey, my name is Steve, and I'm calling in from Opinion Research. Today we are conducting a survey and trying to see if you can help us out by answering a couple of questions.
How about?
It's mostly a political survey. All right, perfect. So like I was letting you know, from Opinion Research, this is a national public opinion firm. We're talking to people in Texas today, and we'd like to ask you a few questions about, on a confidential basis. For quality control purposes, this call may be monitored or recorded. We are not attempting to sell anything, nor will your participation result in any calls in the future to sell you anything. Thank you. We appreciate your help for this survey. Is this Ricardo?
Yes.
All right. Thank you, sir. We have the ability to complete this survey, this interview in English or Spanish. Would you rather complete the survey in English or Spanish?
That's okay, English.
All right. Before we begin, could you please confirm that you are not driving and that you are in a place where you can talk safely?
Uh-huh.
You're not driving, right?
No.
Okay. Thank you. In which state do you currently live?
Texas.
Sorry, you say Texas, right?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. And in which county in Texas do you currently live?
Cameron.
All right, thank you. Of all the personal telephone calls that you receive, do you get most all the calls on cell phone, some on a cell phone, and some on regular home phone? All on almost all calls on regular home phone?
Usually on my mobile home.
Oh, okay. Thank you. And are you or is anyone in your household employed by a newspaper, television, radio station, or a political party?
No.
Or
I believe? No, I'm disabled. I live by myself.
All right. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Now, just to ensure that we have a representative sample, what is the year of your birth?
63.
Thank you. Let me see. What is your main racial or ethnic heritage? Caucasian or white, African American or black?
Hispanic.
All right, thank you. And what is the last grade that you completed in school?
Well, my first year of college.
Okay. So some college, no degree, or a 2-year college with degree?
No degree.
Okay. Thank you. Thinking about things nationally, next, do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden is doing as president?
I approve it.
Okay. And do you approve somewhat or very strongly?
I will say somewhat.
All right, thank you. And if the election for U.S. Congress were being held today, for whom would you vote, the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate for this district?
Democratic.
All right, thank you. And you definitely vote for Democratic or probably will vote for Democratic?
Will vote for Democratic.
Thank you. And now I will read you some names of different people active in politics. For each one, please tell me first whether you heard of the person. Then, if so, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of the person. If a name of someone you don't know too much about it, just tell me and we'll go to the next person. So with this one, basically, it'll be the first person is Joe Biden. Is Joe Biden very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable? Oh yeah.
I would say favorable.
Somewhat or
favorable.
Very?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, somewhat favorable or very favorable?
Favorable.
Okay. And next person will be Donald Trump. Will that person be very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable? I have no opinion or never heard of him.
Not unfavorable.
Is he somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Yeah. No favorable.
I'm sorry, if you can let me know, one of those two, Barry or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. Next person is Kamala Harris. Is she very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable?
She's very favorable.
Thank you.
Very favorable.
Next one will be Myra Flores. This person is very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable.
Somehow favorable.
Okay, thank you. Next one is Vicente Gonzalez. Is he very favorable, somewhat favorable,
very
somewhat?
Favorable.
All right.
Very favorable.
Thank you, sir. And the last one, just to confirm with Joe Biden, you told me, is he very favorable, somewhat favorable?
Yeah. Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Somewhat favorable.
All right. Thank you, sir. Thinking ahead of the November elections, first on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all interested and 10 means that you are extremely interested, how interested are you in the November election for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices?
I'm very interested.
From 0 to 10, so very interesting would be like a 10 to you?
I would say 9.
9, thank you. If the election for president was being held today, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, Republican, or Kamala Harris, Democrat?
Kamala Harris, Democrat.
Thank you, sir. Next, if the election for U.S. Senate was being held today, for whom would you vote? Ted Cruz, Republican, or Colin Aldred for Democrat?
Colin Aldred.
Thank you. And if the election for U.S. Congress was being held today, for whom would you vote? Myra Flores, Republican, or Vicente Gonzalez, the Democrat?
Vicente Gonzalez, Democrat.
All right, thank you. And with Vicente, that's definitely vote for Vicente, or probably vote for Vicente?
No, I will vote for Vicente.
Thank you, sir. I know now I have just a few questions for statistical purposes only. In politics today, do you consider yourself as a Republican, Democrat, or something else?
Democrat.
Thank you, sir. And are you a strong Democrat or not so strong Democrat?
Not so strong.
All right, thank you. Generally speaking, do you consider yourself to be conservative, moderate, or liberal on most issues?
Conservative.
All right. Would that be somewhat conservative or very conservative?
Very conservative.
All right, thank you. And how will you describe your economical circumstances? Low income, working class, middle class, upper middle class, wealth?
Low income.
Thank you. Now, thinking about the language you use on your home, would you say that at your home you speak only Spanish at home, mostly Spanish but some English, Spanish and English equally, mostly English but some Spanish?
I say Spanish and English equally.
All right. Thank you. Regardless of how you feel now, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election, for Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
All right. Thank you. All right. Well, I would like to thank you, sir, for taking your time and helping us out and answering those questions. Thank you once again for your help, and enjoy the rest of your day, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Take care.